Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You may have noticed that we've been working with a new shopping platform, WeShop. Well, if you haven't, it is the industry disruptor that you need to know about. A social shopping platform which allows you to earn shares every time you shop from your favourite retailers, from Net-a-Porter to Selfridges, Space NK to H&M, which you can unlock after 12 months, meaning basically you grow your savings as you shop. Just download the platform from the App Store or Google Play and sign up using @Sheerlux as your referral code. You can then explore the platform, follow your friends and favourite brands, tastemakers and celebrities. Click to all your favourite stores through the app and shop away. For more information, head to we.shop and download the app today.
What you want to read on holiday, like with absorption.
It's a navy blazer, yeah, but it's so much more. No, than
yeah, that. Yeah.
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say, yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sheerlux podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sheerlux Team Podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Georgina Blasky, Laura Black and Lou Huff. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Coming to you live from our new office.
So exciting.
So exciting. The podcast room leaves a little to be desired as it stands.
Just a bit of unpacking.
Feels a bit like a garage at the moment.
It does feel a bit like we're a newly formed band who are going to jam our desk.
Yeah. Hey, let's give it a go.
But we'll get there. And the rest looks amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really incredible. I hadn't seen any of it, obviously.
Oh, brand new.
So I walked in. I was just blown away. It's so exciting. It just, yeah.
It also feels amazing. So fresh because when we first came here, it was quite like yellow, wasn't it? With like Disney prints on the wall. Yeah. And now it's like being Sheerluxed.
Yeah. And just the area. When I walked from the bus stop, I was literally, it went past so many little delis and cute cafes. And I was like, this is so fun.
Yeah. Really. We might be bankrupt.
Yes. Yeah, it's not going to be good for the bank balances. But there's just so many places to get a coffee. It's so fun.
And loads of, like you're saying, delis, cafes, loads of good places for lunch. Yeah. And then loads of nice places to sit out.
Yes.
So many benches. I think everywhere.
I think we've also arrived at the best possible time. I first worked here last week when it was stinking hot. And so it was just, I mean, you're seeing it in all its glory. Like every cafe is filled and all the peonies are out in the shops. And it just, I mean, it's like an advert for a British high street here, isn't it? It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
How was everyone's weekend? Laura, you were in Venice.
Yeah, I had such an amazing weekend. Thank you. Yeah, I did. It was our 10-year wedding anniversary. So we went, just the two of us, for 3 nights to Venice. And it was heaven. There are no words. We actually stayed in the most amazing hotel. I'm not very good at booking hotels, so I gave it to my husband, but I asked Charlotte where she stayed when she went to Venice, and I said, oh, let's look at this, and it was literally about 2,000 euros a night.
We were very kindly, this is ages ago, before the pandemic, we were very kindly gifted a stay at the St. Regis, which had just opened on the Grand Canal. It's next to the Gritti Palace, and yeah, Ben said he looked up our room the other day, and it's £4,000 a night now, the room that we got.
You opened
the windows, and you were like there on the couch. We were unbelievably spoiled. We will never stay anywhere like that again, I imagine.
But our hotel, in the end, we stayed at somewhere called H10, which is right by the Rialto Bridge, and was not ridiculously priced and was super clean and the most unreal location. It was just so great.
Yeah.
So well worth a look if you're going. Yeah,
I also think a lot of the Venice hotels, like I stayed at the Danielli with my family a long time ago, but it's rank. Like I guess a lot of Italian hotels like that, but they're really oldie worldy. So actually to find one that feels kind of fresh and clean.
Yeah, it was so good. And we did all that. We did Murano for the glass, which I was desperate to do. We did Burano, which is just a feast for the eyes with all the colour. It was heaven. And then, yeah, I saw man making marbled paper. Oh, I just literally loved it. We didn't. I really wanted to buy some glass, but it is really expensive. And we only travelled with hand luggage. And it was just starting to feel like quite a lot of admin to get it back. And so we didn't end up buying anything. But no, it was just amazing.
Heaven.
I highly recommend.
And first trip in how many years? 6 without kids?
First, yeah.
Wow. And has it made you think we need to do this more often?
Oh my God. Yes. Sorry to anybody that's going to have my children, but I was like, it was just unbelievable. We giggled, we laughed. It was just so good.
Do you love him a bit more now? I always love him a bit more after holiday. Yeah.
We've been together since, you know, we met when we were 19. So it's a long time. Mm. And to know that you can still laugh like that.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It's also your birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much.
Secret birthday.
Trying to keep it quiet from the office.
How are you celebrating?
Well, all last minute because we have just obviously come back from a real treat weekend. So I've got my family coming around this evening for a barbecue, which is quite full on for Monday night.
But I was going to say, who's catering that?
My husband, right. I hope. I don't want much to do with it.
You're just going to show up.
Exactly. I'm just going to show up. But yeah, you only have a birthday once a year, so why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Happy day.
I was thinking in the summer, the day of the week doesn't really matter so much.
No. And also, the weather is so nice. I couldn't turn down a barbecue.
That's been my rule with rosé, though, which is getting me into trouble.
Oh, my God. Completely.
Monday, sure.
Yeah,
I'm so having to really actively rein it in. It's been a really dangerous few weeks. This is my little confession. Georgina, how was your weekend?
How
was Paris? Sorry, well, before your weekend, how was Paris last week?
Paris last weekend, I mean, I am talking about the half bottle of rosé. I mean, oh my God. Paris last weekend was incredible. Just like, on so many levels. The weather was gorgeous. It was really exciting to see my husband cycle in with 160 other people who all cycled from London to Paris, which amazing. I mentioned on the podcast before. It was amazing to have time with my daughter on our own. We'd never been away together.
That looked so special.
So lovely. It really was like just gorgeous. Just strolling through the streets of Paris, chatting about.
And she's old God enough now to really enjoy all the things that you enjoy too.
Well, actually, she was amazing because she became our kind of secret guide. So she just went to TikTok and looked up like amazing things to do in Paris under €5. And that's how we ended up at the Yves Saint Laurent pop-up cafe where your coffee is about €4.50. So it was all those kind of fun little things that we did. And yeah, I think because, you know, when you go to a city where you've been before, you don't have to rush to the tourist sites because you've done it. So you just get to kind of enjoy a weekend as you almost would in London. Just going around cafes, restaurant shops. Yeah, so just gorgeous. Went to the New Samaritan.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yes, I saw you. Told you it was incredible.
Pretty.
Right?
Like, I couldn't get over how beautiful it was, actually. So it was just all gorgeous. And then on Wednesday, I went to the tennis at Queen's.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you've had the most social week. You've done the whole season.
Literally back-to-back season.
I am quite broken today. And then we had 2 days back-to-back at Ascot, and last night went to Harry Styles.
Oh, my God, Georgina.
Oh, my God,
knackered.
I'm so
I'm
jealous.
Actually knackered, and my hay fever was really bad, so I'm just completely I can hardly open my eyes.
Oh
today.
My God. I thought of you last week because I was actually offered Harry Styles tickets for this weekend, but they were standing and I just.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? Sorry. Honestly, though, the show was an hour and a half.
Oh, is that it? Oh, sure.
An hour and 45, I reckon. We were in seats, but obviously standing the whole time. He is so incredible.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Like, he's a natural performer. He just looks super relaxed. Mm. And he is full of the good vibes.
Yeah.
And it's all about, like, there's one point we were standing, he was like, grab the hand of the person on your left. Obviously, that was my daughter. That was fine. Grab the hand of the person on your right. And I looked at this guy and he just kind of grabbed my hand. And he's like, turn to the person on your left. Tell them you love them. Oh. Turn to the person on your right. Tell them you love them. And it's love on tour. And it was just this great feeling of like kind of calm, happy positivity.
Good energy.
And it wasn't like, you know, sometimes you go to those massive concerts and it's quite like chaotic and full on, you know, quite overwhelming. It was kind of, there was a lightness to his performance that was just very easy because he's so at ease with himself and who he is.
Yeah.
And that's like his messaging.
Also, his music at the moment is very like upbeat and happy.
You're into it, aren't you?
Yeah. I love it. The new album, I love.
Well,
it was
mainly the new album. And it was also like all the quiet songs, like Boyfriends and Matilda and these, which, you know, all the phones were lit up.
Oh.
But it was quite, almost like quiet.
Yeah.
And then he kind of kicked into his more upbeat stuff. But he's just awesome.
I think that energy at this point, like, he's been on tour for a long time now.
He's doing everything.
Also, all the films that he's in, obviously I know the timing is like it's from the past. He must be so tired.
Yeah.
How old is he?
28, I think.
Oh God, that makes me feel quite old.
What, that he's now 28?
I
know.
He's just his first audition.
I do too. I know. I was thinking that.
Yeah, me too.
It's a real advert for The X Factor, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he was like, he talked about it. He did a One Direction song. And then he said, I'm really fond of London because I moved here when I did the boot camps. Like, he's not kind of shying turning away his nose up at his
past. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, me
Molly
too.
Molly May is always like, oh, yeah, she said on that Stephen Bartlett podcast that she would have got where she was today without Love Island. She's like, I really backed myself. I'm like, would you? I hate when people are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't diss.
Agreed.
Your roots.
Agreed.
You know, it's all part of the journey.
Exactly. And how Ascot, I saw some lovely outfits from you on Instagram.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Ascot was amazing. Friday was scorching.
Oh God, it was really hot.
Really fun. Hadn't been for 3 years or 2 years. So just so exciting. Mm. And everyone had really pulled it out of the bag with the fashion and the picnics and all of that. So no, that was
really
great.
Feel like there were some good outfits.
I
this
do
year.
Too. Yeah. I think two things. Well, A, that people, exactly as you said, are excited about it. But I think that fashion today lends itself a bit more to
event dressing.
Yeah. There's so many great dresses out there.
And
cool hats. And trousers. Exactly.
That was amazing. So on Saturday when we went as more of a family day with kids and friends and stuff. And there was definitely, if you're under 30, you want to go on Saturday.
Okay.
It is, everyone is that age group. It's really, really cool, really good fashion. Mm-hmm. And lots, like there's this girl who was in this kind of coral trouser suit, her shoes, but like everything. Talk
top
about
to
colour blocking.
Okay, yeah, wow.
It didn't look
it worked.
Naff. It looked incredible. And one girl was in this, just a white trouser suit. And it looked like she was wearing nothing underneath, just the jacket. Mm. But it wasn't showing too much. It was so demure. It just looked amazing.
Really elegant, yeah.
Yeah.
Just really cool.
Yeah, I think they've relaxed their rules, haven't they, a bit, to make it a bit more fashion friendly. So,
yeah.
Some, I saw so many good hats as well.
So many good
hats.
Like,
really genuinely good, yeah.
Yeah.
So, are you calming down then, as of this week?
I am, yeah.
Lou, how are you? What's going on?
I was at a wedding this weekend, and considering Friday was like the hottest day of the year, it rained. So
I feel so sad for them.
And it was in my friend's amazing garden, and they kind of had a big like teepee tent with the sides open, and they set up like amazing games on the lawn, and just if it was sunny it would have been so different. So they had a really amazing time, and I don't think it dampened their mood, but I was just so cold. I wore a slip dress and a blazer and open toe shoes, and I just kept thinking, I wish I bought some cash myself.
Yeah, it's so weird actually, isn't it, because on Thursday when the weather was so hot, I was looking at all those men at Ascot who were like
buttoned up,
all buttoned up, feeling really sorry for them. And then on Saturday you're like, oh, I wish I was a man.
True. One of the girls, actually her husband's shoes were too big for him, so he's wearing two pairs of socks, so she took his socks.
Dream. I started watching the Jennifer Lopez documentary.
Ooh.
Called Half Time. It's on Netflix. I already thought she was like the most incredible woman, the most inspiring woman. It basically follows the kind of 6 months leading up to her halftime performance at the 2019 Super Bowl, but there's also a lot of like life story in there as well. Like, I think she's really come into her prime, and that like between the Super Bowl and, you remember, she sang at President Biden's inauguration, which was so incredible, and she turned 50, and so it's all like she's kind of come to this massive climax.
Yeah, when she's the Versace show as well.
Yeah, and the Versace show, like that all happened in the space of about 2 years. Just what a woman. I didn't realize, I think I was probably too young at the time, but for so much of her career, she was so trashed. Like, you know, the multiple husbands, the multiple relationships. I mean, she still gets it to an extent, but she was really ripped apart by the media frequently. Like when you watch these documentaries and you see clips from kind of either talk shows or kind of, they were showing South Park episodes where they ripped out of her. And I mean like racist, sexist, like outrageous stuff that would never happen today. And she really, really like has been through the mill in terms of public perception and media, I mean, harassment, but she's come out of it like the most inspiring woman with the most insane work ethic. And how cool, like 50, to be reaching your prime. And I just think she's such an amazing role model.
Oh, yeah. I so want to watch that.
Yeah.
Is she a talking head?
Totally. I think she produced it. Like,
okay,
it's slightly, somebody pointed out to me this weekend that it's obviously been heavily edited because she's dating Alex Rodriguez that entire time, yet he does not factor in featuring it one bit. Ben Affleck's in it very briefly. He's obviously been like added in last minute since they got back together. She's obviously heavily involved.
We watched Rocket Man. I'd never seen it. We watched that on the plane yesterday, and we were having this conversation of how much I love, obviously that's a dramatization, but I just love learning about these people that are just so in your everyday, and you grow up with them, and they're like, I didn't know half of that about Elton John. it's been the same with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, and obviously it's going to come out with Elvis now.
Yeah, I'm yes. so excited for it.
I booked to see Elvis on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Do you like his music?
No.
No, neither. Yeah.
I was having this exact conversation with my family yesterday because my mum was saying, oh, I'm scared to see Elvis. Obviously, you know, I was there the first time. And I said, well, did you enjoy Bohemian Rhapsody? Yeah. And she said, yeah, well, I loved it. So, yeah. And anyway, my brother was saying he hasn't seen it because he doesn't like Queen. And we were like, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. You can't hate the music, obviously, but it's not about, it's exactly what you're saying. It's not about the music, it's about the
And do you know, I way prefer Elton John's music to Queen's music.
Me too.
But I much prefer Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, me
completely
too.
Agree. So, it's about agree. Film. Yeah. Exactly. I really recommend it. So it's under 2 hours and...
Oh, sorry, it's a one-off.
It's a one-off.
Okay, yeah. Great.
It's a bit like, I mean, look, they've all done it, haven't they? It's a bit like the Taylor Swift one. Exactly. Great. But
happy days.
She's so inspiring. She makes me want to grow older. Anyone else got anything to recommend?
I binged Catastrophe like 2 weekends ago. It is so brilliant.
It is so good.
Oh, I watched This Way Up and I was like, I need my fix of like this sort of humor.
Yeah.
And Heather was like, you need to watch Catastrophe. And it is just, it's pure joy. It's so like lighthearted, but it's got substance. It's really funny. It's again, really British.
I watched the whole of season one on a plane recently and I haven't gone back to season two. I must, but
I think there's five
seasons.
Yeah,
there's quite a few on there, yeah.
And again, it's like 25 minute episodes. So it's really easy to dip in and out of. And yeah, consume so quickly, but I just got a lovely like buzz after watching it.
Anything else to recommend?
I've been listening to a new podcast, well, new to me, called Unreal, which is hosted by Pandora Sykes and Cyrin Kale. And it basically is pitched as a critical history of reality TV. So each episode is focusing on a different series. So it covers Love Island, Pop Idol and The X Factor. It goes into Made in Chelsea and The Only Way is Essex. And it's absolutely brilliant. I've just been kind of listening to the episodes that apply to the series that I've actually watched. Mm-hmm. It covers other ones as well, but I've not watched them. And it's absolutely brilliant because it really gets on people who are involved. So when it talks about Made in Chelsea, Spencer Matthews was on there. They've had past contestants from The X Factor, the woman from ITV who then commissioned Pop Idol originally. So you get a real sense of the good and bad side of what it was like to be a contestant on one of those shows. But then they're also talking about it as people who just devour reality TV and love it unashamedly. Mm. But then also looks at those moments where you feel quite awkward watching things.
Oh my God, Love Island. There's like some snogging where I'm literally like...
Yeah,
yeah.
They're pretty graphic snoggers this year, aren't they?
Very.
But I loved how they... So they go back right to the first ever Big Brother, which I have real memories of watching.
Yeah.
And
with Craig.
Yeah, and Nasty Nick.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just extraordinary. Like when they talk about it, it's based on a Dutch show and how they had it on, you know, 24/7.
Oh my God, I wish. Do you remember you used to be able to sit and watch E4 and it was just the cat? Yes. I wish they did that for Love Island. It's not fair.
I would totally agree when it finishes and I'm like, what now?
I'm like, I've got a whole weekend to wait. Exactly. I want to see what they're up to. It was the best.
Well, yeah, but then you'd also just see them going out like feeding the hens.
Oh, it was so boring. You'd watch them sleep.
I would do that though.
But there's so much that like obviously they talk about or they like do in Love Island. Like I always wonder how they eat.
Yeah, they never have dinner on camera.
Yeah, who cooks?
Yeah.
Who cleans up? Like
we should get an ex Love Islander on the podcast to ask them about it. Yeah. So Sam Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So every single night it's not live streaming, but he watches Love Island. He is so invested, and he talks into his Instagram stories. Like he basically does a commentary as he's watching every episode. Ben's like, I don't need to watch Love Island. I just watch Sam's stories.
Yeah. Totally agree.
It's amazing.
I actually haven't followed him this year, but last year I did, and it gave me so much joy.
But anyway, and it's like only just occurred to him that his girlfriend used to be on Love Island, so now he's suddenly like, wait a minute. Like, why do they put their sunglasses on in the morning?
Yeah.
Like, things like that. But anyway, it'd be great to ask a lot of these
questions.
What is
just because they don't want
it
rank?
No, well, I thought it was that, but apparently, no, you're in.
Isn't it really bright?
It's there's not a drop of daylight in there. So you go from pitch black to they just turn all the lights on. So I think they make them go to bed at like 4, 5 a.m. and then they get them up again at 8. Like, I think it's really brutal.
Okay.
Because they want to like maximize.
Yeah, it's also interesting time. That they always all go to bed together at the same time.
I think they're told what to do. Okay. And when apparently a voice comes over the tannoy, they're being like, wake up, everyone.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we should.
Well, listen to the Love Island Unreal podcast.
Who do they have on for
Dr. Alex George? Oh, yeah. I think he's in there. A couple of others. I'm not a big Love Islander, so the names, but you, I'm sure if you were, you'd be like, you would know. But they really talk about the ones who go on and even after 2 weeks get kicked out, the influencer deals they get. Mm. And basically the angle of the episode is anyone can become an influencer if they can get onto Love Island. Mm. And essentially it's not really about Love Island, it's about a stepping stone to become an influencer. Yeah. And that's all they're interested in.
And I was
except for Alex George, who says he went on and he had like 3 followers.
But now,
I mean, he's like a government campaigner for mental health.
He turned bad and good, didn't he?
And he's done so well for himself.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah. It's fascinating. And they talk a lot about behind the scenes stuff. Okay. So you'll definitely get an insight.
We'll learn juicy.
Yeah.
It's such a changed landscape, isn't it? Because back in those days, obviously, people went on those shows for the social experiment of it, like the early days of Big Brother, whereas now, like, obviously, no one's going on Love Island for that reason. So it's a totally different.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But to be fair, a lot of them turned into presenters, like Alison Hammond.
I wouldn't say a lot of them did, though. I'd say like 1 or 2 a year did. Out of like, yeah.
I think also a lot of them didn't necessarily want to. I think people were, even Nasty Nick says, well, I was working in finance. I'd been, you know, in the city and I just kind of wanted to do something different with my life and I didn't know what. And then I heard about this and thought, why not do it? Almost as take a few months off and do it.
Right.
And then go back to my life.
That was the first like proper
reality
show.
Well, when did there was pop, do you remember Pop Stars, which was what Hearsay came out of?
Yeah.
That was around the same time. And that was a proper reality.
That was great too.
That was unreal.
I was
Darius Dinesh.
Oh my God, yes.
So good.
Yeah, I think that's post the first Big Brother.
And then when was Fame Academy after that?
Definitely after that.
Yeah. And Pop Idol. Pop Idol was 20 years ago, you know. I saw Will Young being interviewed the other day.
Will Young's interviewed on this.
That was a great series.
It really was.
Well, that was the first Pop
Him
Idol.
And Gareth.
There were only two Pop Idols ever. Then it became The X Factor. Anyway, I mean, I could honestly happily chat about this.
Me too.
All day long. There was that amazing documentary. Did you watch? It was called Celebrity on BBC Two, I think last year. I think it was 4 parts about pretty much exactly. It was about the rise of like the modern day celebrity. So it was a bit about like the Beckhams and kind of that culture. But then a lot, obviously, about reality TV. You can't talk about modern celebrity without that. So to watch in tandem with the podcast, that it sounds like a similar thing that was really good. Just before we move on, Stranger Things, I know no one here watches Stranger Things, but like it's so good. But I've been getting nightmares. Like it's actually giving me, it's so gory and so scary this season. I literally, like there's like this creature in it, like from a horror film. And I dream about the creature.
Oh my God. That's like my worst nightmare.
The only reference I have for Stranger Things is via Gogglebox. And what I thought Stranger Things was is so different to what I saw on Gogglebox. It just looks like a horror film.
This season is proper horror. Yeah. It has never been before. But anyway, I think because of COVID, they filmed half of it and then they put it out. So we've only had half of season 4 and the rest of season 4 comes next week, the 1st of July. So. Okay. Bring it on. It's the best show on TV. I can't recommend it more. Let's answer some questions, shall we? We have had a lot of questions about dressing modestly in the heat, covering up your skin, not showing off too much skin when the weather's like this. I feel like less and less you have to. There are so many stylish ways to cover up in the heat. But what are they for those who don't know? What's your favorite way, Lou, of covering up in the heat?
I think the main thing is the fabric choices. So I think you can't go wrong with linen. There are loads of really great linen sets on the high street now. And I think sometimes in the past, linen can feel a bit too beachy. Whereas I think actually it looks way more elevated when you wear a matching set. So I think that's a really great one. I'm wearing a knitted skirt, but it's a very lightweight, like cream one. And then a white smart shirt to kind of give it a bit more structure. So yeah, I would say think about if I were like, you know, you're the queen of a silk PJ set.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear it on a baking hot day though.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't actually.
Silk's quite hot, isn't it?
Silk is quite hot. It's quite, you feel a bit like, I don't know there, but I'd rather wear linen,
yeah, actually. Yeah. I think you just don't want anything too clingy. Tight. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, clingy. You know, there's lots of, again, gorgeous like wafty dresses, yeah, around, which are easy to wear.
I also think it's easier to wear white when it's stinking hot. Yeah. Do you know, like I wouldn't, I could, there's something about wearing all that colour that would just, yeah, make, yeah, you feel, yeah, hot. I don't know if that's right or not. Laura, what about you? You're also good at covering.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say similar. I'm kind of happiest in a linen shirt and flowy trousers, which is what I'm wearing right now.
You are, but you're very good at, where are these flowy trousers from?
These are my Primark ones that you laughed at. Yeah.
No, I did not laugh at them. I think gorgeous. They're awesome.
Thanks really so much, Primark Nightwear Department.
They are so nice.
Thank you. So yeah, I like being covered up. And actually, we went, when we were in Venice, we were sitting having a drink. My husband was like, I wish I was inside your brain right now, because I was just literally people watching so much. And I mean, they just do it. They cover up, yet the Europeans make themselves still look so chic. And you could just spot a Brit a mile away, like all the skin out.
Yeah, I think we have such a tendency to go, yeah, skin equals like not clammy, but actually
no,
if you're wearing the right fabrics, it actually like protects your skin so much more.
If you're gonna cross your legs in the heat, I don't want them to be bare. Like, that's horrible.
Oh my gosh.
Although one day I did wear quite a thick dress, which I was like, I'm not gonna be too hot. I was boiling. The next day I wore a little short linen co-ord, and oh my god, it was so much nicer. Okay. So balance.
Yeah. Exactly. Georgina, what do you wear when it's hot?
Anything that doesn't have a tight waist band.
Oh really?
I just hate that feeling when I'm hot of having kind of anything pressing around my stomach and feeling too tight. So a kind of voluminous dress. When you walk, you then create your own little bit of air conditioning.
Yeah,
you
do.
Yeah, I quite like a kind of square neck and a puff sleeve or something.
But keeping it.
Yeah, so maybe like a forearm and a little bit of décolletage, but not the whole.
And what would you wear?
Or if you're going shoulder, go long.
Yeah. Agreed. I feel like an extension of that question is how to look smart in the heat as well. You know, we're often asked what to wear to work when it's like this. I mean, obviously, roughly same rules apply, but what's your tip if you've got to be slightly more polished for the office?
I think try not to think too much about almost like how hot it is outside, because if you work in an office and there's air conditioning, it actually can be quite cold. And I think sometimes people get a bit carried away with what it's like outside and then turn up to the office and you're like, oh, but maybe that isn't that appropriate for the workplace.
That's me today, because it's cold in the new office.
Absolutely freezing. Yeah. We're under the bed.
You should buy a jumper for the office.
Yeah.
So I would say err on the side of kind of a layer. You can always take them off, but I think it's just always better to have something slightly smarter. You know, there's loads of, again, like lightweight blazers, wearing that with, you know, a slip dress or something like that, where you kind of, you can take your jacket off, whatever, for your commute if you get too hot, but you still feel smart.
But also the power of just, as you're wearing today, a white shirt, cotton, breathable. Anything. Yeah, exactly. Goes to the thing.
Agreed. Somebody has said, have you tried Skims? Have we talked about Skims in the podcast? Because I have.
I feel like you two can give it some airtime. Oh, yeah. So no, Georgina, we'll just remain quiet for now.
I will give it some serious love. I think Skims is revolutionary. It is the comfiest. I buy their bras and their t-shirts. Oh my God. Like, life-changing.
I've never actually tried the underwear. Is it as good as
I don't know.
I must try
some knickers. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. But you rate the t-shirts, don't you?
Yeah. T-shirts, amazing.
Amazing. So soft. Yeah. Like the perfect slub cotton. Like they sit so kind of in such a like boyfriendy, chill way. And the bras are like move over Calvin Klein. They're so much comfier. I love them.
At the beginning, I'm always a bit of a snob between a celebrity, like a collection, because I just think, like, how good can it really be? So much has gone into like the branding and the name. What's gone into the product itself?
Sorry, on that, I saw something on Instagram the other day saying I was this many years old when I realised that it has Kim in it, and I had never realised that.
Oh yeah, so it does. No, neither.
It's like, oh, it makes sense.
Clever.
Yeah,
it's actually quite good.
Talking about the branding and the name.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm always a little bit skeptical to like how good it would be. It's the same with like a celebrity tan, whereas by Vogue, I'm obsessed with that. But it is so flipping good. The fabrics, the cuts, the colors, I think, you know, every woman, whatever their size, shape, ethnicity, can wear it.
Agreed.
And what's like the price point?
It's not cheap. A t-shirt's what, £60?
I think 50, something like that. And the bras are like 35 maybe. So it's not cheap, but it's also not like crazy money. I think most stuff's under £100.
Yeah. So. But I think you're paying for the quality and Yeah, I mean, investing in good underwear can literally just change the way you feel about yourself.
Yeah. I cannot find a plain white t-shirt by Skims in the UK for love or money. Yeah. It's so hard. I've got a black one. I've got the long sleeve grey.
Yeah.
But despite having loads of retailers, it's really hard to find a white one. So if anyone finds one.
Yeah.
So you don't just buy it through the website. You can get it.
No, it's only through Stockist. So it's on Net-a-Porter. It's on Selfridges.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, the stock is very low at the moment.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Hard to get hands on.
Kim, send us some Skims.
Send us teas, please. Somebody said, Georgina, somebody said an outdoorsy holiday / break you've always wanted to do. When is your festival?
Does that fall into your remit of festival? Outdoorsy break I've always wanted to do?
Aren't you saying in a yurt or something?
I'm glamping at Latitude.
Yes, that's it. When is that?
End of July.
Okay.
Suffolk.
Was it with your daughter?
Whole fam.
Fun. It's a really good family one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And then I've kind of, as time's gone on, suddenly there's other people going, oh, we're there.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be really fun. Shall I report back on whether it's a good outdoorsy trip or not?
Good idea. I look forward to the catch up on it. Any other outdoorsy trips planned? I feel like you've got an outdoorsy trip in you.
An outdoorsy trip? I'm struggling to know what that means.
Like an adventure holiday.
An adventure holiday?
Or like a,
I mean,
like
that
a
could
cool
be like a treehouse at Cheetham Glen, or
I don't
it could
think
be
that counts as
canoeing on the Norfolk Broads.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Quite I'm going to sit outside a farmhouse next week. Does that
yeah. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's so outdoorsy. Would you camp? Would you camp with your kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you go camping in like your mum's garden?
Yeah, we did it. In fact, we've done quite a few.
Hang on, what constitutes as going camping? Because erecting a tent in a garden,
no,
I think that's going camping.
No, we've done camping, like proper camping too. So a few years ago.
Have you ever been camping? Yeah, I actually have. I'll tell you about it afterwards. Go on, Laura.
I can't wait to hear this story.
I used to camp loads. I'll tell you afterwards. Go on.
Okay. So we, having had children and it all being rather expensive and holidays were, you know, we had to cut back a bit. We bought a bell tent and did some camping trips. And and I was quite anti it. So my husband went all out to sort of, he even got the little fairy lights to put around to kind of get me on board. And
sucker for a fairy light.
Yeah,
I'm in.
She's there.
And we actually had some real memories. It's really lovely to do. It's hard work, but it's really fun. It's going back to basics. And yeah, I've loved it. Do I want to do it every weekend? No, but kind of one camping trip a summer. Yeah, fun.
How many nights, so good
for the children.
Yeah. How many nights would you do?
Two.
Yeah.
I think one night, it's not worth it. The admin is so heavy. But by the third night, I want my own bed.
Okay. Yeah. And any recommendations of where to go?
God, I couldn't remember the names of the places. But we went to somewhere in Hampshire. And I know lots of people that go to West Wittering and have.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We should do a roundup on Sheer Luxe of where to camp.
The first trip I ever did with my husband, we went camping in Solcombe and I literally took the kitchen sink. Yeah. I was like, anything I can do to make this like really cute, romantic. So like took duvets.
Yeah, you've got to take a duvet.
Definitely took fairy lights, candles, like literally.
I feel like you might as well just stay in a hotel.
I know, exactly. it was so ridiculous, but it was really cool, cute. We saw a shooting star.
Oh,
would you do that now?
I would rather stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
But if it was, I think I'd do like one night. I think it's a fun thing to do if you've got the right, I think you need
the
a group.
Right gear.
Yeah, a group is so fun. Yeah. We've done a couple of those. We're actually doing one later this summer with all my friends and their children. Yeah. It's just, it's heaven to see everybody like running around I love it.
Well, I have camped. It's been a while, but I did DOV to start with.
Okay,
so
me
you know,
too. Tick. Bronze, silver, gold.
Obviously bronze. I don't think I ever actually got it in the end because I think you had to do some sort of paperwork that we never did. Anyway. It went on the uni application, so it was worth it. And then I just remember my hay fever being hideous. But no, when I was on my gap year, we used to camp loads in Israel. Israel's a very like Tel Aviv's like a really cool city. The rest of Israel, they're just total hippies. So like, it's a very camping kind of place.
Okay.
On our first weekend there, a bunch of us went to camp on a beach. We didn't have a tent, so we all just went. We slept outside in our sleeping bags. One of the boys weed in the fire, and I thought the whole place just smelled gross the whole time. Gross. And then we woke up like right like on a beach. Obviously, it was really hot and horrible. Anyway, I'm not a pro.
No,
I mean it sounds like it.
Yeah. Relatively unskilled in the camping department, but
it didn't even sound like you slept in a tent. Yeah. You said you slept outside in a sleeping bag.
That doesn't qualify outdoorsy. As camping. Yeah. That's just putting your sleeping bag on the
on the beach.
There was a campfire. No, anyway, we invested in some group tents after that. And no, had loads of camping weekends. You can camp.
Would you do it now?
Absolutely not. But no, I agree with you. I would do it. I would do it with a group. I would not do it in the UK. I'm not prepared to do that in like potential rain. But as long as the weather's nice.
I'm a fair weather camper.
Somebody has asked tips for returning from maternity leave. It's been a while, Laura, Georgina, but any advice you can offer?
It's hard. I think what you've just got to get your foot over the door on the first day. Mm. And then that is the biggest hurdle is stepping back in. Mm. And then just go easy on yourself a day at a time. And before you know it, you're 3 days in and you're totally back to normal. And like that whole thing of growing and birthing a human didn't happen.
You've had three maternity leaves. Did you come, you came back part-time at the beginning for each of them?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I came back more part-time with the first two. My third I came back, yeah. Mm. But I'd say my third was the hardest.
Because you were more full-time, do you think?
Yes, yeah. I don't know, for many reasons. Mm. I think you've just got to, I think perhaps I was quite hard on myself. Yeah, I'd just go easy on yourself, take it a day at a time, and you'll be back in the flow in no time.
Do you think it's important? I can imagine feeling quite insecure coming back. Yeah. Is that an understatement, presumably?
Yes,
What's your advice? Georgine, did you go back to an office after your maternity?
No, I went back. I went freelance, working from home, which actually has its own set of challenges because I don't know whether it's easier to walk out the house, leaving your baby either at nursery or with a nanny and you're not there, whereas actually trying to work when someone's looking after your baby in your house is sort of challenging in its own way. But I think you're different. You're a different person. Things are different. So like Laura said, kind of go easy on yourself because the landscape has changed.
And also I would say back yourself that you will be good at your job again, but people are going to have moved on slightly because you've taken 9 months out, but the business is still ticking along and you have, as I said earlier, made a whole new human to go on this planet. And that is the most unbelievable thing. So kind of, I don't know, be sure of yourself that you're still doing.
Mm. Yeah. Good. And remember why, own the fact that you did have your job before you went on maternity leave. Yeah. And you, I'm sure, were probably very good at it. And back yourself to know that you've still got all the skills and it's all still there. And just because you've had a bit of time off and it's going to take a couple of weeks to get back into the swing of it. But
also enjoy, like, plan your lunch, plan your outfits, give yourself things that you wouldn't do normally, like,
and it's a break from the chaos at home or whatever. You know, there are positives to
savor
it.
Totally. Savor the days.
Good advice. Thanks, guys. Let's end with, somebody has said where to go for work drinks in Central, need to book for a group of 10 to 20, which is an interesting question. However, I would rather talk about where to go for a breakfast meeting in London, because we ran a feature on this on Sherlock's SL Man. Anyway, somewhere we ran a feature on this. I thought it was really good content. And I went yesterday for Father's Day breakfast to 45 German Street, which both my dad and I love separately, obviously, for work breakfasts. Everybody else in our family who doesn't normally go there for work was a bit like, oh, it's nice. Don't really get what the fuss is about. Whereas I love it for a work breakfast. Don't know why. It feels like a really lovely indulgence.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's a lovely indulgent Tuesday breakfast, more ordinary for Sunday. Don't know. Anyway, so I just want to know where you love for a work breakfast in London.
Ooh, I really like Hyde. Yeah, for a work
breakfast. I think their breakfast is so shit. I think it's the best restaurant in London.
No, we've had this conversation. The chocolate croissants are so good.
Oh, sorry, you're right. And I agree that the croissant's the best croissant ever.
Thank you. And the avocado toast is really divine.
That's where I'll disagree with you. Avocado toast, I think, needs to be like avocado and toast, like, that will fill me up for the rest of the day. Not it's like fiddly and teeny tiny with flowers and like...
I don't know. I think it's kind of like what you want to eat, but it feels like a lot of places where you go and have that, I could so easily make exactly the same thing at home. Fair. And I often have this thing where you go out for breakfast and you're like, okay, I could literally make every single one of these things. Like, what's the most interesting? But this is not a fancy.
I also think that if you've got a really chunky avocado and toast, quite difficult to eat when you're with somebody that you don't know. Yeah. Whereas a little small mouthful is much easier.
And it's like, it's interesting flavors and it's Green Park. So I feel like wherever you are, it's a really easy destination for a lot of people to get to. And it's quite spacious. You're not kind of on top of each other. I often get worried in meetings of like who I'm close to, who knows, like who can listen in. So I think it's really good for that reason. So that'd be my pick.
Fair. Anywhere else? Oh, actually, you know what I like? Riding House Cafe.
Yes.
Excellent breakfast.
Oh, I haven't been in years. It used to be my real go-to, and then I was like, a bit much. There's one in Victoria. What's it called? The Rail House Cafe.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Which is also lovely.
And actually, I've always liked Timmy Green in Victoria as well.
Okay.
For breakfast. There's that good little complex.
Yeah.
Where you're talking about.
Yeah, which yeah. There's some good options there.
What about, I don't know, maybe this is relevant, but have you ever had Petersham Nurseries at Covent Garden?
I don't think they do breakfast anymore.
It's quite good for a coffee, isn't it?
Yes, I've definitely been for breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, I went years ago, and then I think I've thought about going again, and it wasn't, maybe it was pandemic thing.
Yeah, I went for a press breakfast not that long, maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So, but whether they serve breakfast normally or not, don't know. But it's a very nice place to sit.
Yeah, it's kind of got a courtyard inside, hasn't it?
So. Yeah, it's really pretty.
There. I also would have said Chilton, but because I think that's a really good location. But my husband and I really like going on the weekend, so I now don't like to confuse the two.
Okay, Chilton's also very expensive. Like that, you wouldn't, if somebody suggest where to go for brunch.
Yeah.
Obviously, because we're lucky enough to be taking places, I would never suggest Chilton.
Yeah.
They can obviously, if they do, then like happy days. Yeah. But that has to come from the person.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's nice to protect things that you like to do on your weekends.
Oh, do you? I love that. That like makes the week more lovely.
Mm. No.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on all fronts. All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to look out for the question box on our socials every weekend. And if you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@sheerlux.com. We love hearing from you. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.